That is my dating theme song, Dave. It has been my dating theme song since I was 17 years old and I went to the movie Footloose. I absolutely love it. That's my favorite song from the Footloose soundtrack.
It's a good soundtrack, too. You got Kenny Loggins, Sammy Hagar. There's all sorts of great music in there. But you're right. Bonnie Tyler's version, the best.
We're live all morning long. We're just getting ready to wrap up our show here at Payson High School, where the students are getting ready to welcome back Kevin Bacon for prom day tomorrow. He'll be helping them make kits for at-risk youth at the school tomorrow morning. And it sounds like it's going to be an all-day-long project before prom tomorrow night. So an exciting time here at Payson High. And hi, guys, movie show guys, standing by live, Steve and Andy. I was just reading up. I was trying to remember if Footloose was based on real events as we talk about fun Footloose facts. Not only was it filmed here at Payson High, and a lot of the scenes were filmed here at Payson High and throughout town here, but it was based on actual events in a small town in Oklahoma that had banned dancing. And then students, I think, challenged an old law and won. And so that was the birth of Footloose.
That is correct.
Yeah. Well, what else do you guys know about this movie?
Well, here's a fun fact. I didn't see it until 2 years ago.
Andrew.
Okay.
How dare you? How do you make?
First of all, I was 9 when it came out. And I had other things in the 1984 summer that I cared about, like Ghostbusters, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, and Gremlins. Footloose, the teenage girl that every girl in my neighborhood said they saw 8 times, was not high on my list. I'm sorry. It just wasn't.
Well, you don't want to know about the reviews that came out back in 84. They were not exactly.
Were they not friendly?
Tell us about that, Steve.
Well,
That's
let's see. One of Roger Ebert, who, you know, is well known, he said,
sure.
They tried to do 3 things, and none of them well. I thought that was
I disagree rude. With that.
And then the consensus
17-year-old
was...
17-year-old Deb disagrees with that.
Yes,
17-year-old Deb. No, I love that movie, and I always have.
One consensus review was it's a nice hunk of trashy teenage cheese. Like, wow.
Yeah, that was pretty harsh.
What do you think, Steve? What do you... critically, because I love it. I love it no matter what, but what does your critical eye say?
Oh, I got a kick out of it. I thought it was a lot of fun. I was worried about the tractors. That kind of, you know, I have a tractor, and I was like, "You can't play chicken with a tractor. What's wrong with you guys?"
That was okay. So now I only saw it 2 years ago. So I was watching this from like the grown-up eyes, and that was one of the more ridiculous parts. And so was the part. I think it's the song when he's dancing by himself in the barn to "We Need a Hero." I need a
hold. Oh, that's called anxiety dancing.
Oh my gosh. Bob's Burgers, I kid you not, Jimmy Jr., the kid who lives across the street, they animated that whole entire dance sequence for one point when he goes out to dance in a barn by himself. I did not know that it was parodying Footloose until I saw Footloose, and I was like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you the kids here are so excited for Kevin Bacon to return to the halls of Payson High School. It's a movie, guys. The show's coming up, of course, from 11 to 1 in just a few moments. Steve and Andy standing by to give you all of the latest and greatest things going on at the movie theater and streaming this weekend. Jenny Staley is the student council advisor. These kids have been working hard, and they kept a secret since December that Kevin Bacon was coming back.
Can you imagine?
That must have just been so difficult for them, but wow.
It really was. We threatened them a little bit within an inch of their lives. You guys, you can't tell anyone. This is going to be so great, but you can't tell anybody. They were so on board with it, and it was so fantastic the way that they were able to sit on that, and it was worth it. I think every second that they held on to that secret, it was worth it because of the big reveal and the excitement that's been building, and it was just perfect. It came out perfectly.
Caleb Dimmick is joining us right now. He's on the student council. Okay, I'm sure you guys had big hopes, big dreams. When it actually happened, you had to have been a little shocked to get that news.
Well, we definitely were. And I remember like a month before, we were like, are we going to do it? And so many people in the council were like, I don't know. I don't know if it's possible. And one teacher specifically was like, you guys aren't doing it. And I think that motivated us because we went and we got it done and we invited him back and he accepted our invitation.
How did you do it?
It was just a lot of repetitiveness and a lot of just really spirit coming from the students. If it wasn't student-oriented, I don't know if it would have happened.
Did you tweet at him? Did you Instagram at him?
We had people trying everything. We sent Instagrams. We sent, like you said, tweets. We wrote a letter to his band. We tried to invite them to come. We went through his charity. And finally, it worked out going through the 6 degrees that'll work.
I think that's one thing that people didn't really realize was the kids were doing all these very public things on our social media, and they were tweeting and they were making videos, and behind the scenes there were three or four of us really just working hard to get in touch with the right people and try to find the right channels.
What's 6degrees.org?
Yes.
What is that?
So that is Kevin Bacon's charity, and he has done amazing things with that, and they were right in the right place at the right time for us, and we were in the right place in the right time for them. So
how's tomorrow going to go, Caleb, for the students here?
Well, at 8 a.m., we're going to have a bunch of students check into the field, and they're going to be able to build kits with, and when Kevin Bacon comes at 10:30, he's going to come and get to build kits with them, and it's going to be really exciting. And then at that point, Kevin Bacon's going to be excused, and we're going to give him a tour of the school again. So that'll be fun.
Are you going to take him to his old locker?
Yeah, we'll take him to
Red McCormick's old locker, right?
Right.
What, have you seen the movie Footloose, Caleb?
I have, yeah.
Okay, what's your favorite scene?
My favorite scene is probably, oh gosh, that's a good question. Probably when he gets angry and he goes and dances, because I always think it's so relatable, because I do that. No, I'm just kidding. No, but I do love that scene. That's fun.
All right, so here's my big question for you. If you were to describe your dancing skills, are you more Red McCormick or Willard?
Definitely Willard.
Oh, man, wait, everybody's Willard.
Yeah, everyone's Willard.
I'm Willard too, man. I get it.
How big of a deal is this for the students here, Caleb?
I think it's huge. Everyone was so excited. It shocked me how important it was to everyone when everyone pulled up to that assembly when he told us he was going to come.
Just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that really impressed us and showed us really how much it meant to everyone.
Did you? But you already knew he was coming.
I already knew he was coming.
But you kept a secret.
It was difficult.
But didn't they look surprised on TV?
That was incredible. Right? But the rest of the student body didn't know.
Oh, yeah, they had no idea.
That's incredible.
We actually had people coming into the assembly saying, this is really cute, but he's not going to come.
I love it. The doubting to the last minute.
Yeah, till the last second.
Jenny, Caleb, thank you so much. Congratulations. What a fantastic story. This is amazing. What a great history.
Yeah, this will be a great day, a great weekend, and more memorable moments thanks to Footloose. The 40th anniversary, Kevin Bacon coming back to Payson. Let's go out with I Need a Hero. No? There we go.